Hello, pals o' mine. A gentle reminder to visit your elderly neighbors to make sure their heat is on, need a trip to the grocery store, or just need someone to talk to. Do you know which words originated in your birth year? Words. The folks behind the Oxford English Dictionary have researched their archives and culled out years certain words first made an appearance. So, for example, the year I was born, the word anophiliac, an adjective, originated, meaning relating to or designating an enophile or enophiles, wine loving. It was a very good year. Look up your birth year at blog.oxforddictionaries.com/2013/12/OED-birthday-words. And speaking of words, is one of your resolutions to write or write more? While some of you are probably leaning toward the fiction category, others would like to write short articles for magazines or newspapers, or maybe even have a column that you can rant on. I'm a columnist with iPinion Syndicate. And some of the gang got together for the holiday season this past weekend. And to encourage you in your writing endeavors, I talked to a few of them to give you an idea of the diverse backgrounds and topics writers address so you don't feel you need a degree or a certain expertise. So what do you like to write about?
Life experiences.
Yeah? How long have you been doing it now?
All my life I've been writing.
Yeah?
I almost got kicked out of high school for writing.
Nice.
Writing stupid stories.
And who saw them? Just for class homework?
The teacher sent me to the dean. But I didn't go to the dean because he told me I was going to get kicked out of school if I went back again. So I went in the men's room and smoked.
When in doubt.
And they caught me, though.
They caught you at that, too.
Yeah, but they wouldn't throw me out because I was 2 years older than everybody else, and they were afraid a 20-year-old guy was going to date a 15-year-old girl, so.
Wait a minute, I thought you said it was high school.
Yeah, high school.
You were 20 years old in high school?
When I graduated. I was 2 years older than everybody else.
And how did that happen?
I was in an orphanage in Little Rock most of my young life, and worked in the kitchen half of the day and went to school half a day, so I got behind.
So what, do you remember what the story was, the last one that really had the
No, I don't remember, but
it
struck home.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
So what was your last one that you wrote about?
My last one recently?
For iOpinion, yeah.
It was about how dejected I am with society and everything, and then I wrote about the people that actually give me hope. So.
And how old are you now?
63.
So what, you're retired?
No,
or
I'm
do you
just,
work part-time? Or?
No, I do a lot of volunteer work for creek restoration work. And I do help my friends. The VA pays me my disability, so I just help other people.
Nice.
Instead of working.
So writing columns kind of gives it's you a just, place to...
Yeah, gives me...
Be heard.
Yeah, thanks to Deborah, I get to voice my opinion. The only bad thing about it is everybody in town knows me.
Well, they can't kick you out of town.
Yeah, they can. They can run me out on the race.
Well, it's a bar. That's the goal for you could achieve.
The goal that I want to achieve?
No, that's a goal you could achieve, getting kicked out of town.
Oh, Pulitzer, for sure.
Okay.
I did nominate myself for a Pulitzer.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to nominate myself for a Nobel, but it cost a lot of money. And they wouldn't go for my charity.
Which is?
Feed the hungry children and winners charity.
Well, that's a nice one, though. That's a benevolent.
Nobody gives me any money, though. I'll spend it.
Just a hearty handshake and a pat in the back and good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, and hopefully nobody pulls your beard.
Right. Well, I don't care about that. You can pull it.
So what do you like to write about?
I like to write about anything that strikes my fancy. It has to interest me. I like current events. I like politics, controversy. You know, if something's controversial, I'm going to write about it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Did you write back in high school? Do you remember enjoying it back then?
Yeah, I wrote back in junior high, actually.
Okay.
I wrote for my local newspaper in junior high.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was on the school newspaper, plus I had a column that for the school that I wrote for the newspaper.
And what did you cover, the games or?
I covered the whole school, everything that's going on
just whatever
in the school. Sports, trends, you know, what people are wearing, what, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
And what did the regular newspaper, the city paper, what did they?
The regular, the newspaper?
Yeah. No, I thought you wrote both for the paper and the regular newspaper, but you said the junior high newspaper.
I wrote for the junior high paper and I wrote for the local newspaper.
Yeah,
and
so
The column I wrote for the local paper was about the school.
Okay. And did it give you a word count that you had to meet, or is it just they worked
remember
with you?
I don't. Yeah, they did. I don't remember how much it was, but they did.
Okay,
it was
that's
good
nice
practice.
Yeah. Did they give you good, well, I imagine with the big paper, they probably gave you some good advice and pointers on writing, specifically for paper format.
Yeah, there was a guy there who helped me, a guy at the paper. And it came in handy because then several years later, I found myself writing a column for that paper, something I had done when
oh,
I was
really
a kid. Yeah.
Wow, came full circle.
Yeah, and I've written a column for the Fairfield Daily Republic for 21 years now.
Holy cow. So is that your job now?
Yes. Yeah.
So you still have enough to left over to write for iOpinion, huh?
It's great. The difference is that with the newspaper, they're much more strict in what I can say. And, you know, with iOpinion, I can say anything.
Whatever hell you want, because it's your opinion.
Right.
It's not facts. And
I can say it the way I want to say it.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about, like, for instance, years ago, I wrote a column for my local paper about the then police chief of Los Angeles, Daryl Gates. I called him this name in my column, and it ran, and people were furious. And they called my editor, and they said they hated it. But he stood behind me and said, "Well, look, I'm the one who let it go." So that was great, but that was few and far between. I mean, they really limit what I can talk about and what I can say and how I can say. And my opinion is great; it's much more open and sky's the limit.
Yeah, they're not worried about lawsuits as much as a public paper is concerned.
Right.
It's your head on the block, not theirs. So.
Right.
So how long have you been writing for iOpinion?
Let's see, it's probably been a year and a half, right? 2 years, a year and a half, something like that. Yeah, a couple of years.
But what is your day job?
I'm a nurse at UC Davis.
And so do you write about your... You're nursing or other things?
I don't usually
things?
Write about that because I deal with that every day, so I kind of want to do more imaginative stuff.
Yeah.
That's kind of boring, and that's, I don't know. And then there's also the HIPAA stuff that I'm worried about if I write about patients.
Yeah.
So don't want to do that.
So what was your latest column?
I did one about how perfectly cubed watermelons stifle the soul or something like that. And it kind of had to do with having everything just perfect. Just kind of, it doesn't work for me. I have to kind of go with the flow. And I'm more of an artsy person than a total perfectionist and everything has to be a certain way.
And how does that work when you write?
That's the same way. I don't like to have to worry about, you know, these words have to go together just because someone said so. I can do run-on sentences, and just because someone else says I can't do run-on sentences, that doesn't mean that I can't.
So there.
So there. That's right.
Do you remember that in high school, writing
things?
How to write in high school or college, being told
yes,
a certain specifics?
Yes, and that really bothered me. So I didn't, you know.
I remember saying you can't say I. I remember that in high school, but then I had a class in college and said, well, you're writing it, so if you want to say I, you can.
That's right, exactly. And that's
thank
kind
you
of what I feel like, you know, if I want to say it the way I want to say it, and it doesn't matter if it really makes sense. I mean, if it's a little quirky, that's all the better.
Point is made.
Yeah, exactly.
You communicated what you needed to.
Right.
So what do you like to write about? Do you have a favorite topic or...
I like to write fiction, but as practice, I write a lot about my family and just my regular life, stuff that's going on, and things that bother me, that sort of thing.
It's a good release, probably, a little.
Yes, some people think it's a bit excessive when I sort of vent, but yes, it is a nice release.
But really, that's what writers do, right? Aren't they venting?
Yes. Hopefully there's some pragmatism in the venting, but yes, I think it is a lot of venting.
Do you find writing easy?
No. In fact, I teach English, and what I try and instill in my students is that writing is hard. I mean, I think it's fun, but it's extremely hard. And I still get writer's block. I still publish things that I think, oh God, it's not quite done. It's not exactly as I envisioned in my mind's eye. And so when I teach my students, I say, I'm a collaborator. You know, I've just been doing this for so long that I can easily get over those bumps in the road and realize, okay, that really sucks, and I can move on, wake up the next morning, and hopefully fix it. So I actually follow writers like Anne Lamott, Susan Orlean on Twitter, and it's heartening to hear those people who are godlike in their writing still talk about, oh, what a horrible day, I wrote something and it was a piece of crap. It's like, oh my gosh, I know what they're talking about. So
they have crap writing too.
Yes, I know,
the same tribe.
Yeah, exactly. I find writing to be extremely difficult, but also incredibly rewarding.
So what is your day job?
My day job? I'm actually a part-time instructor at community college down in Southern California, and I work as a writing specialist at UC Irvine.
So what does that mean, writing specialist?
I work with students one-on-one. They bring in anything from their writing courses to their personal statements for applying to graduate school, things of that nature. And we're not an editing service for them, but we help them work through the writing process and help them out.
Do you find it easier to write about something that you're passionate about as opposed to, say, if someone gave you a homework assignment?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, normally I'm not able to just sit down and come up with a topic. I'm normally inspired by something, either a song will come on the radio or something will hit me, or I'll be out jogging, and all of a sudden I latch onto the idea, and I can't let go of it until I just sort of regurgitate it onto paper.
I like that idea that a song will trigger something.
Yeah.
It's true. Isn't that funny?
I have too much of that sort of romanticist muse kind of thing going, and not enough of the right brain going on.
No, but that's what triggered. That's still right brain.
Yeah.
A song is still the right brain.
Yeah.
That's the playtime. Yeah. Be goofy and who gives a shit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's why it flows easier.
Yeah.
As opposed to, I remember having a teacher, English teacher, and he'd said, okay, write about whatever you want. And I would just completely blank. Like, no, you have to give me choices.
Yeah.
Just give me some choices.
Actually, one thing I'll tell you that I don't say much about in iPinion is what I'm talking with you a little bit about right now, is that even though I'm really confident in my writing, I actually get tremendously insecure in public speaking, except for teaching and things like that. So in the writing is a place where I get confident, sometimes even cocky. And that's the only other place I found that is in the classroom. And you were interviewing, you were asking me a few questions here, and you saw me get visibly nervous and anxious, and people don't know that other than in the classroom, that's actually how I get pretty frequently. But when I sit down and write, I get into a collective calm, I turn on the music, and everything just kind of quiets, and that's the place that I'm able to say things.
I don't think that's unusual. I think it's true with a lot of writers.
Yeah.
They can't stand in front of people. That's like, or radio even.
Yeah.
They don't have to look at anybody.
That makes sense. And I always thought that I would be able to do radio, and then you put me in front of a microphone and I
then freeze frame.
Deer in headlights. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, see, I was raised by my father. He retired as a trial attorney, but he was a DJ.
Oh, yeah?
So he was just talk, and BS left and right. So it's just kind
of... I want that ability. I have no confidence there until it comes to, like I said, like once I sit down and have my own space.
So writing is much easier, much easier.
Yeah, except I wish that it was, that I could do more.
Do both?
Exactly. Radio is so much fun.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
I believe it. Yeah.
I believe.
Thank you.
Did you write in high school or college? Or were you a late bloomer?
I was a late bloomer, and actually took a writing class in college. And after one incident where the professor held up my written piece as one of the worst things he's ever written.
Oh, dear.
That shut me down for about 30
years. Not motivational.
It was not motivational. I always remember that. Oh. Of course, I'm taking great pleasure at this point. And as far as, I'm sure he's long since passed away, but it's... Yeah, it was quite the moment.
So how did you get back into writing? What was the inspiration catalyst?
I'd always written songs as such. I went through all the college years as far as writing songs. And then, how was it? Oh, I know, in Davis, Bob Dunning, the columnist, always had a contest every August. It was replace your local columnist. So basically it was an excuse for him to take off 10 days. And so he would have this contest, and then he would pick... You know, 2,000 people would submit, and he'd pick 10 and publish them. So one year it came up, and I finally got around to submitting, and he actually picked it, and so that basically started the whole thing going.
Do you remember what you wrote about? What
at that point? I don't remember what I wrote.
That's okay.
It'll come. It's the wine that's blocking.
Usually that helps us.
Yes, exactly.
It flows much easier. Like the wine.
Oh, I know. I was writing about motorcycles. That's the perspective of being a motorcyclist and dealing with people in cars. That was the gist. So
yeah. So what do you now? You're new to iOpinion. Is that correct?
Yes, they put out an open call for submissions and stuff. So I'd put in a couple, and I'd written a few columns for a newspaper up in Washington State, and but I had to give it up because I was being honest with them and told them I was leaving to come back to Sacramento, and they decided they no longer wanted me because they wanted to keep a farm of local writers. So
a little stable.
Yes, exactly. So and then I'd followed iOpinion for years. Just watching, and then when it came up on I think in Facebook as such, I submitted a couple of articles, and they.
Now, do you have a particular area that you like to write about, or just whatever catches your attention?
Gosh, at this point, it's just more personal reflection. As far as just either day-to-day life or something that's happened to me in the past as such. I mean, I'm still trying... I'm more comfortable with that. And I try, in a sense, start out personally, but then broaden it to so everybody could relate to it in some way. So I'm still... And it's kind of strange, because now they've called my bluff and I have to write on a regular basis. I'm suddenly sitting there going, oh geez, I have to keep this up, you know. It's a little tougher that way, but so I'll have to see. I mean,
think they're really rigid on how often you have to submit them. So
no, not at all. They've been very nice about it. It's I've on a certain part of the computer, I've got all of these little bulleted items as far as things to write on, and I look at it every couple of days going, none of these feel real good at the moment. But it's mostly just I think that's the secret, is just if I get something on the page, suddenly it starts growing. It's never pretty at the beginning, but if you can just... I always explain to my wife, it's like having this piece, it's like sculpting. You have this rock, and I keep telling her, I'm just looking for that crack somewhere that I can get into it and start working my way into the form or something. And it always happens, and I always have doubts at the beginning, but at this point I know the games my mind plays with me as far as this impenetrable white page that I can't get into. But as far as just a paragraph in, and it's like a little seed, and I can start going like to that. And I know once I get 500-600 words and such, on anything, I always tell her, I finally broken it. I always tell her, okay, I'm in. It's going to something will come of it.
Then
so.
you can just smooth out the edges and.
Very much so. And I always and perhaps even the first iteration isn't doesn't resemble what comes out at the end. Because I, in a sense, it, you sort of have this picture in your mind what you want to write about, but once it starts going on the page, it changes. And at first, when I started doing this, I saw that as a negative, but now it sort of takes a life of its own, and at the end, it comes out... it comes out real compared to what this perfect
product.
Yeah, so it's
like life.
Yes, exactly. It's exactly like life.
Kind of like Groundhog Day, where it keep repeats.
Yes,
exactly. Get it right.
Right, exactly.
So, don't worry about your experience or professional background. Writing is basically just putting your two cents out there. Go for it. If you truly like to wax poetic, there is an online art project called The Arctic Fiction, where you write a fictional piece to accompany the posted photo. Go to thearcticfiction2.wordpress.com and search for Arctic Fiction Participate in an Art Project, and you'll see what other people have come up with, inspired to write. I don't know who to credit this to, but I like it. A goose is just basically a clarinet full of rage and ambition. Now, if one of your resolutions involves creating music, there's a seriously cool app called Whole World Band. You get to collaborate with musicians and singers around the globe. There's a video on the website that explains it all. That's wholeworldband.com. There's a lovely hashtag leader on Twitter, People Who Made My Life Good. It's a great opportunity to acknowledge those who should be recognized for being there for you. If you'd like to exchange tweets with me, my Twitter name is ConversationsHD. Now do something different. For New Year's Eve, attach glow sticks to your ceiling fan and turn it on. Psychedelic, man.